In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello friends, and welcome back to another episode of Common Prayer. My name is Kevin, and I am glad to be with you. Hope that you're doing well. Hope wherever it is that you're listening to this, that it is finding you doing well also. So as we jump into our time of meditation today, I want to just remind you that you can find us on any of the normal podcast platforms, and I think the best way to follow along with us is to subscribe to that. And so subscribe to that on any of those podcast platforms. We'd love for you to share this with some friends of yours as well, as we continue to develop this community together. So be sure to check that out as well. We'll have our October Bible reading plan coming out here in the next week or so as we draw to the close of September. So be on the lookout for that at the website as well. But as we begin, like we do every episode, I want to just start us with a minute of silence, an opportunity again just to slow our minds and slow our hearts. So many of us are rushing from one thing to the next that just a minute to cultivate, to come to the presence of God can be so refreshing for us. So we'll do that. We'll start off here with a little time of silence, and then we'll jump into our meditation for today. Text from today comes from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. You know, these few chapters here in Hebrews, I just find so incredibly beautiful. You know, they detail the grandeur of the tradition that we're a part of. You know, chapter 11 is this towering text that details those who have gone before us in the faith and have endured throughout the ages of church history. You know, and in some ways, they really laid the way, laid a way out for us that kind of, in some ways, it evokes us to greater depth and commitment just by knowing their story. And so, you know, when we get to this text in chapter 12 that begins with the all-important therefore, you know, we are kind of, you know, the old adage is that the there, you know, we always need to, when we read the word therefore, we need to go back and look why it's there, what it's there for. And so the implications of the author here starting chapter 12 with therefore is for us to bring along the stories that we read in chapter 11. All the stories of those of faith before us, we drag them into the present because, you know, whatever the exhortation that the author is about to give is in light of the therefore. It is in light of those who have gone before us. So it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, you see, we are enveloped, surrounded, we are covered in the stories of followers of God before us. The imagery is just kind of latent with all sorts of athletic imagery. It's almost as if there's this stadium filled with onlookers who are cheering us on in our journey, you know, as we carry on the tradition of faith. It's as if they've handed a baton to us as we carry it the next leg. We're being cheered on, you know, in this image of endurance. You know, because, and that's really what the author is inviting us to. You know, to be a Christian, to be a follower of God is to set your life towards a trajectory that will require endurance. You know, and the very first exhortation to accomplish that is, you know, we are being cheered on in this endurance because we must first throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. I mean, this is a really good, strong imagery for us in considering how we deal with sin. It's to cast it off, to throw it away. It's to recognize the weight that it has on us, to pull us down away from what we're called to. And so the author says, throw that away in light of all those who've gone before us, who have fought the good fight, who have run the race. We too throw off all that hinders us. But I love the second half of this because we can't get too focused internally. The emphasis on the text is on our endurance, but is our endurance through the example of Jesus Christ? You see, we're called to fix our eyes on Jesus. Nothing else is to hold our gaze, but rather we fix our eyes on Jesus. Because ultimately it is Jesus who has endured the harshest of opposition. Right? Again, think of the last moments of his life. It was that sort of opposition to sin, that sort of opposition to the brokenness of the world around him, in which brought him the immediate suffering. And so it says, you know, we throw off our sin and we fix our eyes on Jesus. So it's both the negating of that which weighs us down, but also then the stepping into the example of Jesus. Jesus is that centrality of our hope. He is the author or the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. He is the one who has gone before us, laying the foundation, the template, the example to which we also follow. When we read, when we think, when we meditate, when we pray, when we focus, and when we worship Jesus, we are actually honing in on the central aspect of our faith. See, this is Jesus. This is the example to which we follow. And then notice the example that we, as we fix our eyes on Jesus, the author lays out what the example is, and it's this: for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. He, you know, it's the image that he willfully, joyfully entered into the cross because he knew that on the other end of it was life, and life for us, so that we can throw off the sin, so that our sin can be removed and we can step into this new life. It was for that joy that he endured that. You know, the life of a Christian is a life of self-sacrificial love. It is a life of giving and laying down our rights for the sake of others. And the prime quintessential example that we have of that is Jesus. For it is Christ who endured the opposition for living into that kingdom reality now, because to live into the kingdom of God means opposition to the other kingdoms. So we endure, but we do not lose heart. We do not grow weary from doing good or standing for justice or mercy or humility, because ultimately we recognize that the cloud of witnesses that have gone before us have done that as well, and they're cheering us on because they had at one point fixed their eyes on God, on Jesus, on the one, the author, perfecter of our faith. So for our meditation this morning, I want us to really do this in kind of three stages. I want us to think and consider the cloud of witnesses. I want us to consider the weight that we need to throw off. And then finally, just spending a moment beholding Jesus. So why don't you take a few deep breaths, settle your mind down, your heart. Become more aware of the presence of God near you, with you. And as you do that, I want you to begin to draw your mind to that great cloud of witnesses that the author speaks of. Think of those examples who've gone before us. You are not alone, but yet you have not been alone, and you will not be alone. We stand, you stand, on the shoulders of generations, thousands of years of followers of Jesus who have gone before us. And they are cheering you on. consider that to follow Jesus is to step into that stream of tradition that has been of following Jesus that's been flowing for years. And our task is simply to get ourselves caught up in it. But so often we cling to that which entangles us. So spend a moment, invite the Holy Spirit to highlight that sin that so easily entangles. What is it for you that's weighing you down? Ask the Spirit to highlight that. What's tripping you? What's holding you back? Don't take too long. My guess is that it's the first thing that comes to mind. I want you to hold that thing before the Holy Spirit and maybe just spend a moment asking the Spirit for courage, boldness, to cast it off, to throw it away, to get rid of it. Because it's holding you back. And lastly, I want to invite you to just fix your eyes on Jesus. Not sure what that image is for you. Maybe it's Jesus of grace, of love, of care. One welcoming you with arms wide open. Maybe it's the Jesus who's strong, who's enduring opposition for a greater cause, who found strength through weakness, who found life through death. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. He is the ultimate example. He's the one to which we behold as beautiful. Consider that it was for the joy set before him that he endured the cross for you, for me, for the sake of the world. Now let me close with our prayer for the day. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, Almighty and everlasting God, you have brought us safely to the beginning of this day. Defend us by your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin nor run into any danger, and that, guided by your Spirit, we may do what is righteous in your sight, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.